Judging by his performance, it's clear Nick's a descendant of the famed Flying Willendas. Completing his high-wire walk through heavy mist across the falls in about 25 minutes, which was up to 10 minutes faster than he expected. With an estimated crowd of 125,000 people on the Canadian side, Willenda was greeted by a loud cheer as he finished the stunt by running down the last few feet of wire. Willenda said afterwards he never felt like he was going to slip.
It was very unique out there, as we all expected. What a shocker. But it was there was no way to really focus on the movement of the cable. Normally I can focus on that cable underneath me, and as it moves underneath me, I focus on that, and my body follows it. Well, there's no way to do that, because if I looked down at the cable, there was water moving everywhere. And if I looked up, there was heavy mist blowing in front of my face. So it was a very unique, a weird sensation. But I think it almost made me feel more comfortable, if that makes any sense, because I couldn't see that wire moving. And I got to the other side, and my wife said, "My goodness, that wire was moving everywhere under your feet." And I said, "Really? It didn't feel that bad." So I think it actually ended up benefiting me.
Norma Kelly of Rochester was among the more than 4,000 spectators at Terrapin Point.
I think it was wonderful. Somebody that did something they wanted, and they waited 28 years to do it. And he celebrated his grandfather. I think it was wonderful.
Willenda's the first person to tightrope across the mighty Niagara since 1896, but just like other travelers, he was greeted by Canadian border guards. Chris Kaye, WBFO and AM 970 News.